If we just take Monday as a snapshot, we had a total of 19 offences, 12 of which were mobile phones. Not so much talking on the mobile phones, but actually texting.
Give us a shout when they want us to stop, when we're stopping.
Simon Carlisle, Casualty Reduction Officer for Humberside Police.
We're in the patrol car now behind the HGV lorry. Tell me a bit about what your job is today.
I'll stop the vehicle, point out to the driver what has been seen, and he'll be reported for offences as necessary. What he's doing there is he's drawn alongside the cab. He's just having a good look inside, make sure that the driver is in control of the vehicle, make sure he's wearing his seatbelt, there's nothing else distracting in the cab like a television or he's using a laptop or something, which are all things we have seen whilst carrying out this operation.
Yeah, we've got it. What time is he got for that? It's 08:22.
Told us which hand he's got the mobile phone in, and so we'll
just
see.
Just ahead of the subject vehicle, just to see there.
Okay, he's just guiding him in now. Now I'll come in front of you once you get him onto the hard shoulder.
Well, I've been asked to stay in the patrol car while the officer gets out and speaks to the offender. I can just see him approaching the HGV now. Hopefully I'll be able to go out and speak to the driver.
Quite accepts, I think, that he's been caught using his mobile phone. He's got quite a good attitude about it, realises that he's going to be dealt with appropriately.
I knew I was going to get pulled over. I've seen it on TV. As soon as I turned to my... I noticed the truck next to me had been alongside me for quite a while, but I could hear it. And then, as I expected, I turned round and there was an officer in the window and I expected to get pulled.
Will this now stop you from using your phone in future?
It'll make me think twice. And I know with a lot of truck drivers, the majority, I would say, do the same. So, and the amount of accidents and deaths... I shouldn't have been doing it, I did it, it's one of those things. I can go on a course instead of having points, which I'm going to do, so I don't mind it at all. It's teaches me a few lessons and I might do it again.
Are you surprised by how many mobile phone offences you're seeing at the minute?
We are. That was unprecedented, really. Normally we'd detect between 4 and 5 in a day, but to get 12, we're out for about 6-7 hours, is unprecedented.
This operation isn't new, it happened last year, didn't it? In comparison, so I know you're still halfway through it this year, but in comparison, what have we seen more offences this time round?
Disappointingly, yes. It does appear that the message isn't getting out there. There have been considerably more in the 2 days we've been running it so far than we got last year. So, unfortunately, we're going to have to carry on doing it, really, until the message gets across.
Just
notice the driver's not wearing a seatbelt, so it's going to be stopped. The reason we've stopped you, we're using an unmarked truck fitted with cameras. They've drawn alongside you, detected that you're not wearing a seatbelt.
Right. It's like, oh God, I'm being pulled over. That was the police in the lorry, you know. You don't realise they're just sort of cruising a lorry and then until they get level with you, and it was like, oh, there's police. And he went like that with a seatbelt, and of course, I sort of leaned forward and go like that. So I wasn't too worried, but I knew why the police come round me and pulled me up, like, you know. No, I think it's a good thing that the police are about. I mean, there's some really bad driving about.
PC Barry Gardner, Casualty Reduction Officer for Humberside Police. So far today, we've seen a number of offences on the motorway network, texting whilst driving for a good long time. It wasn't just a quick text. This was over a minute's worth of taking his eyes off the roads. We've seen drivers without seatbelts, people drinking large bottles of water, etc., unscrewing caps so you've got both hands off the wheel whilst they're doing that. I think the question they have to ask themselves is, would they pass the driving test doing that? And clearly the answer would be no.